Amen. Let's get our Bibles out. We're going to go to the Word of the Lord for a little bit. Praise God. And we're going to go to the book of Exodus, chapter 7, and starting with verse 1. Exodus chapter 7, starting with verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of this land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. Amen. And I could read on a little bit tonight, but I'll just stop right there. And the Lord told him to go. Aaron would be his prophet. He would be a God to Pharaoh. And we're going to bring the children of Israel out of this land. Praise God. What a powerful word there, because it seemed an impossibility that they could get out of that land. It seemed like it could never, ever happen. But somebody stood up with the word of God, and somebody said, Thus saith the Lord. And I want to talk about preaching tonight. Amen. It's easy in a situation like what we're in right now to diminish the need for preaching. And I'm sure some of you probably on Sunday morning, maybe you were listening to the preaching in your pajamas. I don't know. Praise God. You probably didn't get your suit and tie on and all your best clothes. But I'll tell you what, tonight we cannot survive like that. It's just a season of time right now. But folks, we need preaching. We need preaching. Lord, we thank you for the word tonight. Anoint it. Speak through these feeble lips tonight, God, and anoint the word of God to each and every heart in Jesus' name. Somebody said, Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. And when we look at preaching, we understand that preaching from a scriptural standpoint is a very powerful thing when it is done in the will of God. Amen. Amen. And tonight I want to preach about preaching. I will not preach only to the church, but I want to preach to the spirits of hell. Amen. I want to just declare, let my people go. We're getting out of here. Everything's going to be all right. Well, praise God. I'm telling you the truth tonight. Amen. We have a mandate tonight to stand and preach what the Lord has given to us. And it's been that way from the very beginning. From the very beginning, God had a man to preach his word. And I would like to say tonight that that man was Adam. God spoke to Adam and told him what to do. And unfortunately, tonight we focus a lot of attention on Eve and how she ate of the fruit first. But I've got a feeling tonight that Adam was the one that really failed. And because 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14, the Bible says Adam was not deceived. And so that lets us to know tonight that Adam knew the word of God, and he knew that he had to transfer it to his wife. Amen. But he failed and did not do that. But it goes on and says, But the woman being deceived was in the transgression. There was not a transfer of understanding of the word of God, but it was kind of a haphazard thing on Adam's part. And so here we are tonight. And I want you to know that I have got a commitment in my heart to preach the word of God. If I have strength, I'm going to preach the word of God. If I don't have strength, I'm going to preach the word of God. and it's my responsibility tonight, but it goes even further than that. It is your responsibility to have ears to hear when you come to the house of God, whether it's loud pitch or not, whether it's jumping up and down or not. The Word of God is powerful, and folks, we've got to have the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. Who knows what the world would be like if Adam had preached the word to his wife and declared what God had said and she had followed through. Amen. It would have destroyed the works of Satan, and it would have prepared the way for a great thing. Amen. But it didn't work out that way, did it? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, the Bible says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Amen. If we want the power of God, we're going to have preaching. And not just preaching, but preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not just the message of the cross, though, but the preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ brings down the power of God to save, and not just to save, but to hinder the enemy. Yes. Somebody said amen. Amen. And just a very simple message of salvation is stronger than the whole kingdom of darkness. Just like a large room and you light a candle, the light drives back the darkness. It doesn't matter how much darkness there is. It drives back the darkness, and victory is there. In a spiritual sense, it's exactly the same way. Amen. You may come to the house of God and feeling like you don't want to be here because you don't feel good or whatever the situation is. I want you to know that the simplest of messages, and thank God they're not all simple, amen, we want to go to some of the meat of the Word of God, but I want you to know tonight that the simplest of messages destroys the work of Satan and the power of darkness. Somebody said amen. Romans chapter 10 and verse 14, it says, "How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?" Well, you've got to have belief. And it doesn't matter if it's a child. It doesn't matter if it's a teenager. It doesn't matter if it's an adult. How are we going to call on him in whom we have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? So it's a very simple process here. It's a very simple message. We've got to hear the Word of God before we can believe it. Amen. And how shall they preach, or excuse me, how shall they hear without a preacher? Praise God. I want you to know tonight we need preaching. Amen. We need preaching. We need anointed preaching of the Word of God. And we need to come corporately. We can listen online. We can do all of those kinds of things. But it does not take the place of corporate worship and preaching to the church as a body. Well, praise the Lord. You're not going to lay out from church and be blessed because you're really not going to get the preaching that you need. And I'm not against tonight looking at and listening to messages online. I do it myself. That's not where I get my messages, by the way. Praise the Lord. But I need to hear some preaching myself. Amen. Because we cannot be saved without the Word of God, and we cannot hear the Word of God according to this scripture without a preacher. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Amen. It's not a message of condemnation, but it's a message of peace. It is a message of tidings of good things. And then it says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. And so we know tonight that not everybody's going to believe the preaching of the Word of God, but God ordained preaching, and that means that some are going to believe the Word of God. We were talking about this before service tonight just a little bit, and I don't know the time period, but in just recent months, we have baptized 7 here at the church. Amen. And the Ludlow family was one of the families that was baptized. You say, well, where are the people that we have baptized? Hey, you just let God work on that. Amen. But it's up to us to deliver the Word of God and to preach. Amen. Moses was the preacher that came to Israel while they were 400 years in Egyptian bondage. And if we look at this a little bit closer, it becomes an example for us. Egypt was the superpower of the world. They were the masters, and Israel was the slaves. Oh, it just really speaks to us of when we were far, far away from God and we didn't know God. Amen. Somebody came and delivered the Word of God to us. Do you remember when you first heard the message of truth? I remember when my pastor preached. I just loved it when my pastor preached, and I wanted to just sit at his feet and soak it all up. And I'm thankful for my pastor. He's not with us anymore, but I'm thankful for him and all the word that he put into my heart. Amen. I would not be where I'm at tonight, but I would probably be 400 years in bondage to the darkness of this world and to Satan, who is the master of this world. Amen. But thank God for a preacher that God called from a burning bush. Well, praise God. Called him from a burning bush and said, go and let my people go. You go down there and bring these people out. Now, think about this for a minute tonight. There were approximately 2 to 4 million Jews, and they were under the bondage of the Egyptian system, which was very powerful. It was very, very strong, and in 400 years they had solidified their power, and their strength was great. It was nothing to be trifled with. And not only that, they had magicians who could make it look like there were miracles. Moses threw the rod down, it became a snake, and they threw down their rods, and their rods became snakes. I want to just help us here tonight to understand the difference between truth and a lie. Amen. We need truth preaching tonight. Amen. We need preaching from the Word of God that will get right down to where it needs to be to strengthen us so that we can walk out of Egypt and say, I'm headed to the promised land. Anybody headed to the promised land tonight? Praise God. And they had their magicians, but we've got to be careful tonight. And I hope that you're listening because this is very important. We've got to be careful to recognize the false and the true when the word goes forth. Because others may be preaching something that looks like the truth or something that is closed, but I want you to know tonight that it will not last and it is not the will of God. Amen. And the only thing that is going to last is what God hath said. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 4. Paul was writing to the Corinthians and he said, for he that cometh preacheth another Jesus. So he's talking about preaching here. And he said that somebody could come and preach another Jesus whom we have not preached. So there's more than one Jesus. There is a Christ and there is an Antichrist. Praise the Lord. And it has power and it can perform miracles. The Bible says that Satan is going to come as an angel of light. And when he sets up his short-term kingdom here, he is going to call fire down from heaven and he's going to work miracles in the sight of men. But I want you to know tonight, we've got to understand the difference between a false Jesus and a real Jesus. Oh, praise God. For he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you have received another spirit. There's another Holy Ghost that's floating around in this world. There is another spirit, and if you notice, it says it with a small s, which is not the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, which you have not received, or another gospel. And so there is another gospel as well. There's another Jesus, there's another Spirit, and there is another gospel. Amen. And so we've got to be very careful, and that's why we need anointed preaching, and not just anointed preaching, we need teaching from the Word of God so that we can have a discernment between right and wrong. Somebody said amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 6, John the Apostle is writing here, and he says, we are of God. Now that's pretty amazing right there. He said, we are of God. How did he know that he was of God? It was because he handled the Word of God, which was the person of Jesus Christ, and he followed him and he saw the signs and the miracles and all the things that he did, and he saw him ascend into heaven, and he knew that the Word of God from Jesus was of God. And so we've got to be able to come to a place where we can say we are of God. It sounds kind of narrow-minded, and it probably sounded that way when Noah said, you've got to get in this boat or you're not going to make it. But folks, that's not something that's haughty. It's just truth. Amen. We are of God. He that is of God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth. Everybody said truth. And the spirit of error. There is a spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit, and there is a spirit of error, which comes from many different places. It comes from Satan himself, but not only does it come from Satan, it comes from the flesh. The old-time preachers, and I believe this, and I've preached it many, many years, that you can always spot false doctrine and false teaching because it gives liberty to the flesh. Amen. It gives some kind of liberty to the flesh. A good example of that would be once saved, always saved. And that gives a whole lot of liberty to the flesh to do whatever it wants to do. But folks, I want you to know it's false doctrine. Well, somebody help me tonight. Amen. And in fact, the false gospels are inspired by hell for one reason, and that is to take the pressure off of them. Amen. There's something about it. If you notice in our political world today and in the different countries, especially Russia and China, North Korea, these atheistic countries, they cannot abide people that speak out. Think about that. If you speak out in China, get ready. You're going to find yourself in a concentration camp. and you'll have a lot of time to concentrate. Praise God. But you're not going to be happy there. And North Korea, the same thing. The young man that they actually killed was because he took a poster off of the wall and was going to take it home with him, and he had to pay for that with his life. And what we can see tonight in that is that words are very powerful. Well, praise God. Words are very powerful. Not just the Word of God, but words are very powerful. Just listen to someone that is speaking negatively. And folks, there's a lot of negative words that are floating around today. There are so many that are saying things that are actually untrue. And if we're not careful, the power of those words will affect us. It will affect you in a negative way when you focus your attention upon negative things. But thank God for the gospel. Thank God for the Word of God tonight, because it has a very positive message that will lift us up and strengthen us so that we can do the will of God. Somebody said amen. Amen. It takes the pressure off of darkness when false teachings go forth. Amen. But just think about it. If all the churches in the world preach the truth, amen, we would knock the devil in the head. Amen. And yet today we're in Egypt, and we fight against the forces of Pharaoh that would love to bring us into bondage. But it's not the will of God that we go into bondage. It's not the will of God, amen, that we go in another way, but we must stay with the Word of God. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6, Paul's writing to the church in Galatia, and he says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Now notice here that they were removed from him. They were actually not following Jesus anymore, and they knew this because they were preaching another gospel. Amen. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert, or if you want to say it in a different way, they would change the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Amen. We don't want to be accursed tonight. And the way that we stay close to God is we stay close to the Word of God. And the Word of God must come by preaching, amen, and it must be an apostolic message. You say, well, what is an apostolic message? It is the message that John and Peter and James and all of the 12 disciples of the Lord, it is the same message that they preached. We cannot go back and look at, as some people have done in the past, go back to the church fathers and read the books of the church fathers. I'll tell you what, friend, I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for what anybody says. I've got to hear what the apostles have said. And not just what the apostles have said, but what the prophets have said. And what Jesus Christ has said, because we are founded upon that, Christ Jesus being the chief cornerstone, amen, the apostles and the prophets, the apostles being the Old Testament, the prophets, the Old Testament, and the apostles, the New Testament, amen. What they received from Jesus was truth. And when Jesus said, in Mark 16 and 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. How many's ever read that scripture? Amen. We've got to know the Word of God. So when somebody comes along and says, baptism is not important, can I just say this tonight with love in my heart? They are not of God.
That's right.
Because they are not preaching the apostolic message that is found in the Word of God. Amen. When someone comes along and says, you must be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you can go back and see that that formula of baptism was changed in 325 A.D. from the name of Jesus Christ to the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And can I say tonight, there's only one name, praise God, it's the name of Jesus. Somebody help me here tonight. There's only one name, Acts 4 and verse 12. There's only one way. There's only one gospel. And so when somebody comes along preaching another gospel, which is the death, the burial, the resurrection, we die in repentance, we are buried with him in baptism, and we rise to walk in a newness of life in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's why Peter said in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Do you love that message tonight? Do you really love that message? If anyone comes preaching another gospel, they have actually left Christ. They've either left him or they've never found him. That's how important the Word of God is. That's why preaching is so very, very important. Amen. I really don't want to be here as a cheerleader of the church, but what I want to do is to preach. Amen. And I want a church, and I believe tonight that I have a church that God has given me to pastor that truly loves preaching. Amen. Because we have witnessed what preaching does in the lives of people. Amen. Do you love preaching tonight?
Amen.
Well, praise God. I hope you didn't come just to see somebody else. Amen. I hope tonight that you have come to hear the preaching of the Word of God and to worship the Lord. Isaiah prophesied about it in Isaiah 65 and verse 1. He said, I am sought of them that ask not for me. Amen. And I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. Now, who was that nation that the Lord was found in them? It was the nations of the Gentiles. That's you and I tonight. He said, I have spread out my hands all day unto a rebellious people. That would be Israel, because Israel did not walk with God. At that particular time, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts, a people that provoked me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificed in gardens and burneth incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things in their vessels, which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Now think about this. The nation of Israel had actually gotten to a place where they said in the face of God, I am holier than you. Praise God. I'm holier than you. I know the way to go. I know how to cook up pig ribs. Amen. I know how to make broth out of things that is contrary to the Word of God. Amen. And Paul spoke of this in Romans chapter 9, and he said in verse 25, as he saith also in Osi, or Isaiah, or Hosea, I will call them my people which were not my people, and her beloved which was not beloved. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm excited about that tonight, because we are called beloved tonight. Israel has gone away and faced the judgments of God many times over, but the Lord looks at us and says, you are my beloved. Praise God. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, that would be the Gentiles again, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Praise God. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are. If you afford yourself the beauty and the blessing of preaching, I'm telling you what, God's going to smile upon your life. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. Somebody said a remnant. Amen. That's just a little bit that's left over. All the rest has been destroyed. A remnant shall be saved. So they started out big like the sand of the seashore and the stars of heaven, and now they have digressed to a remnant, just a little bit that was left. And he goes on down, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, everybody said the Gentiles, the Gentiles which followed not after righteousness hath attained unto righteousness. How did that nation that was not even seeking after God, how were they found of God? I'll tell you how they were found of God. Somebody preached to them. Somebody stood and said, thus saith the Lord. And yes, it was faith. Amen. Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith. Well, where does faith come from? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. And so somebody went to the Gentiles. Somebody went to Samaria. In the book of Acts, Philip went down to Samaria, and what did he preach? He preached Christ unto them. He prayed for people that were sick, and they were healed, and the whole city was baptized, while just a little bit further away geographically, amen, Israel was doing their thing in the temple, but they were far, far away from God. They were not hearing the word of the message, the New Testament message of salvation through Jesus Christ. Amen. They stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Amen. They stumbled. Somebody said they stumbled. They tripped and they fell over this stumbling block. How could Jesus Christ be the Messiah? Even though we believe that he is, we're not going to follow him, because it means that we will not be important anymore. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, we're not as important as we think we are. Amen. But he is very important. Amen. And we need him more than we need anything else in the whole world. You believe that tonight? We need him more than we need anything else in this whole world. Amen. And it came through the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. And I'm thankful he turned to the Gentiles. But Romans chapter 11 and verse 19, it says, "Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, the branches would be Israel, that I might be grafted in." And so we, the Gentiles, were grafted in to the trunk of the tree while Israel was broken off. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Amen. Where does faith come from? Hearing the word of God. We are standing tonight literally on based upon how we accept and how we receive the preaching of the word of God. Praise the Lord. I'm being pastoral here tonight. Amen. Folks, I'm telling you what, we can never get away from the thrill of reaching out, looking at, gazing upon the eternal word of God. I'm thankful for it tonight. And I don't ever want to get to the place, and certainly I don't ever want to pastor and lead people astray. Folks, we've got to stay with the word of God. No matter what the world says, no matter what the world is doing, amen, we must stand for the word of God. And he said, "Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou shalt be cut off." Amen. And it says, goes on and says, God is able to graft them in again. And he said, we are standing here only by faith. Amen. Praise God. We are standing here by faith tonight. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can they hear without a preacher? Well, praise God. It's very vital. It's very important tonight how we view the preaching of the word of God. Amen. And we're standing in faith of the word of God. And it comes to us through preaching. Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. You want to have revival? Have preaching. Amen. I'm telling you what tonight, we've got to have preaching if we're going to have a move of God. Because the preaching of the cross is the power of God to salvation. Nobody's going to get saved if nobody's preaching. Amen. Nobody's going to get saved if they don't believe the preaching. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the preaching of the Word of God tonight. Amen. Now hear this tonight. The devil and all of his forces cannot stop a church that loves preaching and preachers. Well, praise God. Amen. Because the channel through which the power of God comes to men is the preaching of the cross. Amen. Well, praise God. There's only one way to be saved. Acts 2:38, John 3:5. Oh, I could go through a lot of scriptures here tonight. Amen. But I think most of us that are here have already received that. But if you have not received it yet, I urge you to come to the altar and repent of your sins and go to the water and be baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Because God's power comes through the gospel. Amen. Roxanne, if you don't mind, I want to use you as a little example here tonight. But it was about 17 years. I think it was right across from where the city hall is here in town, that little house on the corner. And I remember going to that house. You and Rapidy were there. And I taught you folks a Bible study. And there was something about it, it just didn't resonate at that point in time. But I remember when you came to the house of God, and I believe I was the one preaching that day. It was on a Sunday morning, and I was preaching about the gospel. Maybe it was one of the evangelists that was here. And she says, no. The pastor got up and preached that old message one more time. You've got to repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. And all of a sudden, there was a revelation in her heart. And she said, I see it, I see it, I see it. Take me to the water. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I know we're not jumping up and down and running and all of that, but I'm telling you what, there's only one way to be saved. Yes, there's only one way to be saved, and that's to have a revelation of the gospel. And you're going to get that through preaching. Well, praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 22. But the Jews require a sign. There are those that want a sign. And the Greeks seek after wisdom. They want some new knowledge, but they're not committed to it. But we preach. Everybody said we preach. But we preach. Amen. Our hope, our only hope, is a God-called man of God, to preach to us. I'm so excited about having evangelists, good evangelists that come and minister to us. I'm so excited when elder ministers come and stand in this pulpit. Praise God, because we're going to be saved by the pulpit. I heard a story one time, and it was verified. The preacher that preached about it verified that what he was saying was true. But there was a church, and they were working on the church. And he was up on scaffolding about 25 feet in the air. And somehow or another, things got tangled up, and the scaffolding came down, and he was flying through the air, 25 feet in the air. And he tells the story afterwards that while he was falling through the air, you know, your mind is a peculiar thing. And as he was falling through the air, he thought, now, if I just turn this way, if I can, and I hit the pulpit in a certain way, I won't be as damaged when I hit the bottom. And he was able to do that, and he turned a certain way, and he hit the pulpit. And when he got to the floor, he was all right. Praise God. And somebody said, are you okay? He said, I'm okay. The pulpit saved me. Praise God. Well, praise God. Amen. The world leans on Hollywood, but we preach. The world parties it down, but we preach. The world goes after entertainment to satisfy them, but we preach. Amen. The world leans heavily on technology. We preach. Well, praise God. The world loves politics, but we preach. It's the only hope. Amen. The world lives sensually, but we preach. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. We preach because it's the only thing that's going to make the difference. Now, if you're here tonight sad and you've been crying all day or all week because Donald Trump didn't get in as president, I share your sadness. I'm not going to get political here tonight. But let me tell you something. Donald Trump is not the answer for America. Amen. The only answer for America is a revival of truth and people receiving the Holy Ghost, baptized in His name. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, it's the absolute truth. Praise God. Because if our former president got in for another 4 years, guess what? That would be it for him. And somebody else is going to come along, just like Israel. A good king would come, and they would have a revival, and they would be prospering under the hand and the smile of God. But then, after he was done, another one would come, and he didn't follow after God. You know what? We can't lean on these things that are up one year and down the next year. My focus, and I'll tell you what, I've turned off my cell phone when it comes to things that are going on in the world today. All you got to do is go to almost any media outlet, and it's going to be negative, 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 negative. And if you want to live your life under a cloud of negativism, go right ahead. But you're not ever going to see the power of God. I tell you what we need more than anything. We need preaching from the Word of God. We need folks that love the Word of God from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. When I get up in the morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is not the day that Donald Trump has made. This is not the day that Joe Biden has made. Come on, man. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But this is the day that the Lord has made. God's bigger than any man. God's bigger than any king. And in fact, Scripture says he sets up and he puts down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody ought to just say that tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, thank God for preaching. Thank God for preaching. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it's been a turbulent several weeks, but let's come Sunday ready for preaching, ready for worship. Amen. Right out of your heart, I want a move of God. I want a move of God. And if we have preaching, we will have a move of God. Even though you may not see it outwardly, there's a lot of damage that goes on in the kingdom of darkness. Praise God. I know it, you may not feel like it tonight, but if we could go outside of the church and go up a couple thousand feet in the air on one of those drones and just look down upon the church in the eyes of the Spirit, you know what we would see? We'd see a bright light. We'd see a bright light. Amen. And we would see the darkness going back because of that light. I'm excited about being a part of the kingdom of God. Let's love him right now. Let's love him.